The Early Bronze Age, the Barrow at Leubingen.
In 1877, Friedrich Klopfleisch, professor of art history at Jena University, conducted an examination of a prehistoric barrow near Leubingen. While doing so, he discovered the final resting place of a tribal chief.
The roof-like hut of death, with the massive ridge, lay in the center of the 8-meter-tall barrow, under a thick stone surface. The roof, with its support posts and wooden beams, was covered with reeds. The floor consisted of a stone pavement and floorboards, upon which the skeletal remains of an old man were found. Above him, and at right angles to him, were the remains of a child. A large pot stood at the entrance.
The male skeleton had been buried with a number of rich objects, which you can see in the showcase on the right. Among these were knife blades, axes and chisels made of bronze, as well as precious gold jewellery, a decorated arm ring, 2 garment needles, 2 so-called knob rings, and a spiral roll. Nearby was a so-called cushion stone for use as a base for metal embossing work.
The territory ruled by the prosperous chief presumably included sections of the Inner Thuringian Basin. Barrows like this have been found in the eastern foothills of the Harz region, as well as in the central Saale River area. Towards the turn of the 3rd millennium BC, Thuringia was part of a region with great cultural uniformity. This cultural complex is known today as the Aunietitze culture, the name deriving from an archaeological site in Bohemia.
It was particularly in the foothills of the Harz region that in this period bronze metallurgy developed. In addition, salt springs near Halle an der Saale, Bad Sulza and Bad Frankenhausen fostered the salt trade. This led in turn to such prosperity in the local area that a privileged social class eventually emerged, whose dead were laid to rest in sumptuously furnished barrows.